whatever time of the day it is. On Sunday, we had technical difficulties. And so I've decided that I would record this sermon today. While we won't have the response, while I might not preach with the same power, I just want to share this word impermanently with our collection. I want to title the text that was read, "We Need a Song." And Lord, while I'm not preaching, Lord, I just ask you that I would give this sermon in this mode the same commitment and hopefully the same power that I give on Sunday morning. This prayer I pray in Jesus' name. Amen. We need a song. I've said it so many times. So in this time of COVID-19, in this time of financial uncertainty for many, a time when we as a nation are divided, a time when Black lives are being struck down on each and every side, when depression in our nation is at an all-time high, and a man can be honest. I don't follow the NFL anymore, and I never was a fan of the team from Dallas, but Dak Prescott was man enough, strong enough, and honest enough to say after his brother took his own life that he was depressed. When some big mouth, some chump that could not hold, and those who have been in a locker room know what I'm going to say, but I wasn't in church, that big mouth criticized Dak because Dak was man enough and strong enough to talk about what many are afraid to speak of because of the stigma associated with a disease so many suffer, a disease we call depression. And my brothers and sisters, in times like these, with all the things going on in the world and with too many people who are nothing but mouth, not just the ones on sports and talk shows, but big mouths in high places, good at only trying to shoot people down. You need a song. I need a song. All of us need a song. And that's why I love the slave songs. For in the slave songs, you can hear the whip and feel hope. In the slave songs, you can feel the pain of a mother being separated from her child, and yet hope is still there. In the slave song, you can feel death come creeping in my room and feel joy. You need a song when you're up. You need a song when you're down. You need a song for all the times in between. And in the book of Exodus, we've been parked here for a few weeks. Thus far, no songs have been recorded. When Pharaoh said, "Kill the boys," no songs are recorded. When the whip was cracked, there's no record of the songs. When Pharaoh said, "Make bricks from straw," I know some songs were sung. However, we have no record of what they sang. After Jesus celebrated his last earthly Passover, they sang a song. But after the first Passover, if a song was sung, that song was not recorded. However, after the story when God showed up and truly delivered his people from their oppressor, the people in the text sung a song and it was recorded. Reminds me of what Dr. Cannon always tells me, if it wasn't written down, it did not happen. And if God has brought you a mighty way, if God has given you victory, if God has made a way out of no way, it's in your DNA, for we sing the blues, we sing R&B jazz, the young folk rap. And if the Lord has been good to you, you need to sing the Lord's song, one of the Lord's songs that was written to you. Last week, we left off at the instruction on how to celebrate the Passover, the first celebration of what God was going to do for these people, and a celebration that was to be continued because of what God had done. They celebrated and God moved. moved by striking down the firstborn male offsprings of the men and the animals of the Egyptians down. And if just for a moment, if the heart of Pharaoh was softened, not only did Pharaoh let the people go, the Egyptians gave them silver and gold as well as clothes. It was reparation time for 400 years of slavery. It's in the Bible. However, when people say things that, when the Bible says things that people don't like, people ignore it. Some never even saw it. But after the free labor had left, free labor and cheap labor has always been the way of their oppressor for a long time. Pharaoh's heart got hard again, and Pharaoh took off in hot pursuit of that free labor. If you missed it, go back and check out the sermon I preached for Breakout to Break In. But New Year's Eve seems like another world today, for we had so much anticipation. 2020 was going to be something great. But just like God had a reset for Pharaoh, COVID-19, the cry for racial justice is God's reset for all of us as a nation. For if we just took the time to let God get our attention, this world would be a better place. Pharaoh with an army, the Hebrews, men, women, boys, and girls with no weapon. Yet God stood between his children and that army as a cloud by day and a cloud of lightning by night, a cloud that could not let the Hebrews past get to them, and that cloud did not let the Hebrews go back to their past. See, somebody needs to sing right now, for God has kept your past from getting to you, and God has kept you from going back to your past. God held the past back long enough, and at the same time, opened up a highway on dry ground in the Red Sea. And when 600,000 men, along with women and children, had almost finished, the cloud moved as if to say, go and get them and take them back. And then it was just as if God lifted the walls on both sides of that highway into heaven. The words that our ancestors sang were so true. Pharaoh's army got drowned. And after watching God work after years of suffering, work after years of pain, the Hebrew children sang a song. And just like God worked for them, God can give us victory. Not only, you know, a political victory, not a Mickey Mouse victory by putting something down, but a real victory. I know some of us have been knocked down for so long, you might not even be able to recognize your victory. But I believe that God is going to show up and show off. So get ready to sing about God giving us the victory. Not just any type of victory. The people in the text says, we will sing about the Lord for an overflowing victory. You know, David wrote Psalm 23 many years later when he said that his cup overflowed. Not just overflowed, but overflowed in the presence of his enemies. I did not miss my shout. I hope you didn't miss yours, but I have a lot of enemies. Many of them smile in my face and stab me in the back. Some are bold enough to come up in my face and say that they don't like me. But not just is my cup of victory overflowing. God has given me a big table so that all of my haters can come up close and see the overflowing victory that God has given me. In fact, some of them, those who have partnered with my haters, they will see how God and whatever they were riding were thrown into the sea. Remember, when God gives you that overflowing victory, that God is your strength, that God is your power. But most importantly, and all, that God is your salvation. that God not only freed your bodies, that God freed your soul and made you whole. That's a God who is worthy. That's a God who deserves some praise. For if God has given you a little victory, or you don't know that God can give you an overflowing victory, you still need to give God some praise. And don't miss this point. God can give us victory because the Lord is a warrior. The Lord is his name. The Lord is a warrior that defeated Egypt. The Lord is a warrior who made the walls of Jericho come tumbling down. The Lord is a warrior who defeated Sisera so that Jael could drive a stake in his head. The Lord is a warrior who gave Gideon the victory. The Lord is a warrior who defeated the Philistines. And just like God gave those people a victory, the Lord is a warrior who will defeat all of our enemies. And we need to know. We need to sing about how God has defeated our enemies. I'm claiming it in advance. I'm not waiting for it to happen because I know the character of God, and if God did it for them, God can do it for you and me. Don't give up on God no matter how bad things seem. Don't give up on God because God is hearing our cries just like God heard their cries. But I have to believe right now that God is saying enough is enough. And look at what God did. The Hebrews did not have an army. The Hebrews were not trained in warfare. But God took the top military power in the world of that time, and God took Pharaoh's chariots and his army, and God hurled them into the sea. And because God knows all, God knew that army's strength. Because God knows all, God knew that army's weaknesses. God held that army up long enough to make it engage in a place of weakness, the sea. So not just the chariots, not just the army, but Pharaoh's elite captains were sunk in the Red Sea. Sunk because the Lord's hand is dominant in power. I can't even imagine the size of God, the Lord's hand. And since I serve a big God, do you serve a big God, church? God's hand is so big. God's hand is dominant in power. God's hand is so dominant. God's hand can shatter not only our enemies, God's hands can shatter everything in this world. It's not just God's hand. God moves and the air and the water surges so that rivers and seas overflow. And remember what I said last week? God is a God of love, but sometimes even God needs to call up God's anger. And that anger is so hot. That anger can burn your enemies like straws. Is anyone like me this morning? You are waiting on God to burn up your enemies? Don't you try to do it for yourself. Let God do it. All God has to do is breathe and things are overturned. I hope you've been checking out the news, but we are still early in September and they are running out of names that have been assigned for hurricanes. They might have to go to using the Greek alphabet. And when the enemy says, "I'll run you down," because I'm mechanized, I've got assault weapons, I've been planning for conflict for a long time, I'll catch up with you before you know it. I'll take what you have and divide it with my friends. I'll finally get all the stuff you should have never had. It should have all belonged to me. In fact, those guns I've been parading around with, trying to intimidate people with, I'm going to draw them. I'm going to use them on you. Well, don't worry, my brothers and sisters. Sing about our awesome God. Sing about God not just on Sunday morning. Sing about our awesome God whenever the enemy raises its evil head. Sing because our God has a powerful arsenal, an arsenal like no other on this earth. Check it out in verse 10. The wind is a part of God's arsenal. Check out the reports from Lake Charles. Even though buildings were built to withstand the wind, some of those buildings did not stand. The water is God's arsenal. And even though buildings had been elevated, some put on stilts, they were no match for God's water. When you see God at work, we need to be like the people in the text. For who is like our God among the gods? That's more than a Sunday morning theology. That's good theology when your back is against the wall. In times like these, in times of the people in the text, it's good to serve a God who is of the foremost holiness. It's good to serve a God of the highest praise. It's good to serve a God who has done awesome things for others, and that God can do awesome things for you. Check out some more of that arsenal. God can raise God's hands and the earth. That's part of God's arsenal. The earth swallowed them up. And even though our God is so often, even though our God has an arsenal none other can match, our God will rescue us. Our God will lead us to a safe place with power. What our God did got so much attention. People heard what God had done, and they shook in fear. Horror grabbed hold of the Philistia inhabitants. Panic grabbed hold of Moab's ruler. All of Canaanite's inhabitants melted in fear. Terror and fear came over them because of the great power of our God. People don't pay attention to God anymore. In fact, many have taken on the role of God, locked God up in a room and said, I can handle things. I'm just waiting for eyes to be opened so that people can see the hand of God at work. So that when we run into our haters will be as still as stone. Still until the Lord lets us pass by, and all of the ugly things that are happening to us as a people, they won't happen anymore. And never forget why they sung this song. When Pharaoh's horses, chariots, and cavalry went into the sea, the Lord brought the waters of the sea over them, but the Israelites walked through the sea on dry land. Is there anyone here this morning that wants to give God some praise because God covered up your haters with water and let you walk through the sea on dry ground? Even though you might not remember it, even though you might not acknowledge it, all of us here this morning, because at one time God covered your haters and you kept walking. Being a time when men were in control, we know that the men sung the song. But because the move of God was so powerful, the women, led by the prophet Miriam, who had a tambourine in her hand, got things started. And then all the women joined and all began playing their tambourines and started dancing. Dancing while Miriam sang the song again. I'm glad this morning the women don't have to wait to sing. The children didn't sing back then, but the children can sing right now. For even though we are still waiting for that overflowing victory here on earth, we have already been given an overflowing victory of over sin and death. Victory because Jesus paid it all. All to him I owe. Sin had left a crimson stain, and I said, he washed it. He washed it. He washed it as pure as snow. Victory because there is a fountain filled with blood drawn from Emmanuel's veins, and sinners plunge beneath that blood. And they lose all, not part of it, not some, but they lose all of their guilty stains. Victory because at the cross, where I first saw the light and the burdens of my heart roll away. It was there by faith I received my sight. And now I have joy. I feel happiness, and I have happiness every day. We all need a song for this life, a song for our eternity. Get your song and tell your song. Sing your song while you praise your Savior all the day long. How we used to sing it. I have a story. I have a song praising my Savior all the day long. A song about your victory. And because it is yours, it is ours. A song about how God defeated our enemies. And a song about our awesome God. Amen, amen, and amen.